Well, Taft, appreciate you coming in and putting up with me here. Obviously, your team off to a fun start. But one of the things I want to talk to you about was this last weekend you went to the Flaming Gorge Classic, and virtually the whole team basically enters the slam dunk contest, which is, I mean, I grew up in a Star Valley where I use this phrase, I steal it from former coach Homer Bennett. He says, you know, you live in Star Valley, you have to basically work with tweeners, is how he put it. You know, guys between 5'10 and 6 foot, and you got a whole bunch of them. You got 10 of them. Dunks were not always something that you get, but boy, not this year's team. Talk about the height and athleticism of this year's team and then also competing in the dunk contest.
So, yeah, this has been one of the few years we've had. We've averaged probably 6'4" on our entire team. Kind of playing into, like, how that's going to help us. I think we're the tallest team in the state. And just the athleticism we have on our team is incredible. Luke just barely came off of an ACL surgery and is throwing down back scratchers in warm-ups. Anyway, so I think we were all just excited. We thought it would be fun, so we all just decided to enter the dunk competition. They were surprised we had 5 kids from our team that could throw it down, but it was a good time. We had a lot of fun. So
there's more than that. We were setting up in Riverton, and it was the end of a JV game, and Simon Gaskell threw down like a one-hander, and I was just like, what the heck?
Yeah.
Some fun stuff going on there, but let's talk about a dunk contest, because it's not just, let's be honest, most of us will not get to dunk, but it's all about creativity and making it look, you know, talk about what goes into that and what, kind of walk us through how it happened.
Well, most of the jumping ability in these dunk contests comes from adrenaline. So I have never even attempted the last dunk I did in my life. And that's all because everyone's watching, right? You get nervous and you use that nervous energy to, I don't know, jump higher than you've ever jumped before. And it's honestly one of the, it's a pretty good feeling. Kind of, like I said, I've never been able to do that before, but just because there's so many people watching, you get that adrenaline and it helps a lot. So,
well, kind of walk us through what it was, because it was a, I described it as like a double pump behind the back. Am I using the words incorrectly there?
Yeah, no. I don't even know how to describe it. I came up under the basket, jumped as high as I could, looked like I was going to dunk it with two hands behind, and then I brought it down to about my knees, and then came back up and slammed it as hard as I could behind my back. And it's just one that Coach Schwab told me that would probably win it, and I had never attempted it before, so I was nervous. I didn't even have the mechanics down or anything, and it just worked. So,
well, it was pretty fun to watch. People can go watch that at SVINews.com. But also, you guys have got to have a pretty fun internal competition, because you have so many players on your team. There's yourself, there's Croy Jenkins, there's Jacob Hodges, there's Luke Linford, as you mentioned, there's Taysom Johnson. There's a whole bunch of those guys, and there's got to be just a little bit of encouragement, but also some competition, right?
Right. There is, definitely. After practice, all the time, we set up dunk lines, and we just try the craziest dunks we can possibly get, and some of them don't even touch the rim. Some of them we get down, and just the competition, it's friendly competition, but, like, yeah, we like to compete. We like to see who can throw down the coolest dunk or the hardest dunk. And, yeah, it's a good time, and we like hyping each other up and things like that. So, yeah.
You know, one thing I also, this comes out all the time when we're doing, you know, play-by-play and commentating. There's a big difference between dunking when no one's running after you, and then dunking in a game.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously the confidence level that it takes, but also the scenario level and being smart with it. Kind of walk us through that. How do you decide? Because it's got to be kind of a quick decision sometimes. And obviously the most important thing is the 2 points. Mm-hmm. So you don't want to mess up the 2 points. So kind of walk us through that and maybe some of your coaching staff's advice on that situation.
Well, Coach Schwab encourages us to attempt a dunk whenever it looks like possible. We as a team believe that dunks in game kind of spark a nervous tension in the other team, right? They make them nervous and they start, I don't know, playing tight because they're scared. And with our ability this year, I think any dunk that could possibly go down, I think we should attempt, in my opinion, and in Coach Schwab's opinion. In those games, obviously you're thinking about the 2 points, and the dunk comes second. I've had a few chances to throw a dunk. Croy's had a few chances, Taysen, Jacob, but we're thinking about the 2 points more than anything. And so it's hard to kind of think in that quick millisecond where you got to make a decision. Are you going to go up or are you going to lay it up? And, I don't know. I think I most of the time choose 2 points because it's 2 points, but sometimes I get it in my head and I'm going to throw it down no matter what. So,
and you've had a chance to do that a few times this year so far. The other thing is, you know, it's the defender. You're not quite sure what their mindset is, and obviously you don't want to wind up on the back of your head, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Right.
How much does that factor into that decision?
Very much. Croy's had a few opportunities to go dunk the ball, but the defender does not want to dunk, so he holds his arm on the way up or does something like that, and Croy ends up just laying it in smart. I haven't had many of those opportunities, but it's honestly scary. On that fast break in Riverton, I thought someone was going to take my legs out, so I was very nervous. That's why I hung on the rim, because I was nervous I was going to get taken out. So, it's a little bit scary, but I think it's worth the attempt. So,
do you ever get any feedback from the officials? Because you said right there, you hang on the rim for just a minute, but it's or a second, but you're just trying. That's for your own. You're trying to save yourself and maybe not land on somebody. It's another reason. Do you ever get any feedback from the officials on those types of things?
I did not that time. I think they just realized there was someone right under me, or kind of, and I just was trying not to, I don't know, land on my head. So I think they understood. They didn't see anything bad about it. So I don't think they said anything about it. But
all right. Well, obviously, Taft, you got a really fun team. It seems like more than ability and athleticism, it seems like you guys like each other. It seems like you play well and you play hard for each other. Let's talk about maybe some games coming up that you guys have got circled. You've obviously got this Skyline tournament coming up next week after Christmas, and you'll see some pretty darn good teams in Eastern Idaho.
Right. So I believe that we can come out of that tournament with we could win the tournament, in my opinion. I think we got the skill and athleticism and, like, the team chemistry right now. Maybe not at the beginning of the year, but right now I think we have the team chemistry to come out of that tournament with a winning record, if not winning the whole thing. Like you said, we play for each other. We love each other. I think that plays a big deal. We hang out with each other all the time after school. We do everything together, just like we did in football. I think we're trying to carry this same tradition over that we play for our brothers. We love our brothers. When you play for your brothers, I think you play to, like, a different level. You're not as selfish. Your team chemistry goes way higher.
Let's look at just some of the conference games that are coming up as well. Obviously, you guys are ranked right now. You're ranked number 4 in the latest WildPreps.com coaches and media poll. You pulled off a win over Sheridan. That kind of puts you on the radar, at least for some voters. The Jackson Bronx look much improved, and that looks like that's going to be a fun couple of matchups without getting yourself in trouble because it's before Christmas. But thoughts on that potential matchup, because you get to play, obviously, up there and then here as well.
We've had that one circled for a while. That's going to be a great game. They've really stepped it up this year with their two bigs, and they look scary, to be honest, but I think it'll be a good matchup. I'm very excited for that one.
Personally, I always think it's that matchup has always got something riding on it, but it's always extra fun when both teams are really good.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't happen all the time. You know, one team might be up, one team might not be. But it's a fun matchup when that one's there. What are some other teams that you feel like are going to be, you know, pushing you guys in the 4A West?
Jackson, as you said, and I'm not sure because I don't know. I think Jackson's one of the only teams that I feel like we can play that can play with us. I mean, there's a lot of good teams in the West. Evanston, this class this year beat us. They're sophomores against our sophomores sophomore year, so I think they will be a tough matchup when we come against them. But Green River will be a tough matchup. They played really well against Bear Lake last week, and we scrimmaged Bear Lake in the summer, and didn't do too hot against them, but they played very well. Their point guard really showed up at the end and hit, I don't know, 4 or 5 threes. That was pretty cool. Riverton will be a good matchup too. They return, I don't know, 3 or 4 key role
they've
players.
Got some good shooters and a couple of big guys.
I do. That'll be a tough matchup too. I'm excited for that one.
Taft McClure, Flaming Gorge champ, dunk champion. Did you get a trophy?
I did. It's been sitting on my dresser right now.
That's pretty sweet. Well, Taft, we got just a couple of minutes, and you had mentioned you were kind of a college football fan as well. Let's roll through some of these bowl games real quick as we just got a couple minutes. Game last night, the Armed Forces Bowl, Air Force beating up on Baylor. I wasn't necessarily surprised with that one, but I was impressed with Air Force. I knew they were a good team, and it seems like they lost some games that were mighty close early on. But if you look at a team like BYU, they had kind of won, maybe their signature win of the season was Baylor, and maybe Baylor wasn't quite what they thought they were at the time.
Right.
Anyway, just a thought. But you said you're a BYU fan, you're a Wyoming fan, you're a Utah fan. Wyoming coming up on the 30th, they play Ohio. They were the runner-up in the MAC. That is in the Arizona Bowl. And then you got Utah and Penn State in the Rose Bowl, which is going to be, I think that's going to be a really fun game. Who you got in those games, Taft? Do you want to make a pick?
I got Utah in the Penn State game.
In the Rose Bowl?
Yep.
Okay.
Their quarterback is showing up right now. He's good.
Cam Rising. Yep. He's a tough dude. That Pac-12 game, he got his helmet taken off and got kind of folded in half, and he just got up and kept playing. He looks like a tough guy.
Yeah, that was a rough hit.
You got a pick in the Wyoming game, or am I putting too much pressure on you on that one?
Ooh, I don't know if I'd pick Wyoming, but I want Wyoming to
win. You want Wyoming to win, but you're going to pick Ohio.
Yeah.
That's okay. I think people are scared. Like, I'm going to pull a knife on you or something like that. Now, we're not going to do that. Let's also throw this one out there. Utah State playing in the First Responder Bowl. That one's coming up actually on the 27th. They're taking on Memphis, and that game is going to be played in Dallas. Any thoughts on the Aggies and Memphis?
I haven't watched Memphis this year, but I don't know. The Aggies played okay. I don't have a pick because I haven't watched Memphis
all
very
right.
much. But
well, we wish you the best of luck, Taft, and we wish you thank you very much for coming in on a Friday. I hope you at least got to miss some school for this. appreciate you coming in, and we look forward to covering you and your teammates for the rest of the season. Therefore, Star Valley Basketball. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
Taft McClure here in studio with us for First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday.